everyone. I wanted to take advantage of this gorgeous day with a blanket of pink petals from my cherry tree to demonstrate for you how to stand a dog so that you can evaluate their structure. Now, we know that all dogs have the same anatomy, but they don't all have the same structure. And if we want to evaluate shoulder angulation, front limb angulation, rear limb angulation, etc., top line, tail set, what we really want to do is we want to have the dog in a very consistent position so that every time we stand them, they'll look the same. Or so that if we want to compare one dog to another dog, they'll be standing in the same position. So the key to this is that you want to control the dog's head. To do this, you should have a nice collar on the dog, and the collar should be positioned so that it's up behind the dog's ears and under the dog's chin, like this. So right up in this position, I'm gonna stand up so that you can see it more clearly, okay? So that's the position we want the collar in, and that way we can control the head. If we can control the head, then we can control the weight that the dog is bearing on the various parts of the body. So the first thing we wanna do is we wanna get the radius and ulna perpendicular to the ground. Now, he's already standing in this position, but let me show you how to control the front leg. If we want to take weight off of the right front leg, all we do is move the head a little bit to the left, and we grasp the front leg at the elbow. Not anywhere else, but at the elbow, because that's where the dog feels the most support. Now we place the dog's leg so that the radius and ulna are perpendicular to the ground. Now we just switch hands. I'm gonna hold the collar with my right hand, move the dog a little bit to the right to offload his left front leg so that we can place it in the correct position also. Now we straighten the head back. The way we position the rear legs is that we want the rear pasterns, which is the area from the hock or tarsus to the foot, we want those to be perpendicular to the ground. So to do that, all you need to do is grab the dog by the hock or tarsus. Now see how he's struggling? That's because I didn't offload his head by moving the head off to the left. Now I can lift the tarsus and I can place it down exactly where it needs to be. Now I'll move the head off to the right a little bit. I'm gonna replace him. That. Move the head off a little bit to the right. You see how he feels the support when you hold him by the tarsus. The last thing that you want is you want the head to be held up with the muzzle parallel to the ground. Just like that. This looks a lot like how you show dogs in the confirmation ring, and of course that's intentional because that's a consistent way for the dog to be held in a specific body position. That body position works no matter what the breed. Giant breed, toy breed, hairy breed, coatless breed, doesn't matter which. As long as we have the radius and ulna perpendicular to the ground, the tarsus perpendicular to the ground, the metatarsals perpendicular to the ground, the head held up, muzzle parallel to the ground, now we can evaluate our dog.